Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and we're celebrating 15 years of Tom Asacker's time with us. Tom, as you know, is one of the guys we turn to when we want to put our best foot forward in the marketplace. Hey, Tom, welcome back and happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Thank you, Jim.
15 years.
I know. Stop rubbing it in.
You know, we got you right out of high school, right?
Kindergarten.
Okay, don't be greedy, Tom. So, welcome back, and thanks for 15 grand. I was just telling the audience that I hope they appreciate the fact that we have all these folks who are willing to come back and talk about things that are important to them after all these years.
And I know it sounds funny, but it is actually true. I mean, because you imagine if you called me and said, "There's nobody listening, but I'd like to talk to you." I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it. Yeah, I mean, I get that all the time, Tom. So yeah, no, you're exactly right. Tom, by the way, folks, Tom is a very prolific author and speaker. The Business of Belief, A Brand New World, Opportunity Screams, A Little Less Conversation, Sandbox Wisdom, et cetera, so many books and so many brilliant thoughts. So I encourage you to check out TomAsacker.com. Tom, thanks again, as I say, for being here. One of the things that you wrote a piece lately that indicated to me that you're not a fan of Donald Trump.
No, see? That piece was misinterpreted.
Okay.
I'm just going by the headline here. No. All I did was I used him as an example.
Yeah.
It would be like if I saw somebody driving ridiculously fast down the highway and
right.
I used that person as an example. It's not that I dislike the person. I don't even know them. So this was just an example. So, yeah, let's talk about it.
Well, you know, the thing that I point out, using both of them as an example, was that Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders, who I certainly am no fan of his ideology, I admire both of them because of their authenticity, warts and all. And yeah. Tell the audience about your piece on the Trump, what you call the Trump hoax.
Well, I've been watching it really closely, you know, and people have asked me from a brand marketing communications perspective, what the heck is going on? And what I came back to them with was this experiment 20 years ago that a physicist ran. This guy tried something. His name was Sokol. And what he did is he wrote this paper to a magazine, and he basically salted this paper with nonsense. And the paper was arguing that quantum gravity was a social construct because the magazine was dealing with social philosophy and all that. And he submitted it to this. It's a scholarly journal.
Right.
So he wanted to test two things. He wanted to say, he said, will they publish this if, one, it sounds good, and two, it flatters the editor's ideological preconception.
Mm-hmm.
So if it makes them feel good about themselves. And they published it.
Even though it was total baloney.
Total baloney, but it sounded right, it sounded good, and it made people feel good about themselves,
mm-hmm.
like the people who wrote this magazine. And this has been going on forever. I mean, you know, the philosopher Rousseau, he said that what I feel to be good is good, what I feel to be bad is bad.
Right.
Now, we know that's not true, but that's how the human animal
and isn't
is
that
designed.
How isn't that what how America is moving these days? Because we wind up watching the shows and reading the papers and the magazines and the websites that agree with us that reinforce our ideology, and we eschew the ones that don't.
Yeah, well, even more so today. See, before the internet, it was hard to find a similar group of people and media and voices that all expressed what you were feeling, because you had to do the mainstream media.
Right.
And the mainstream
media
had both sides going on all the time.
Usually at least they were more down the middle. Yeah.
Well, yeah, let's put it to you this way. None of them were quote-unquote fair and balanced, and they still aren't.
Right.
Right? But at least you were hearing different points of view.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can go into this hole, both with traditional media and with social media and the Internet, where everything is tailored directly to your predisposition,
mm-hmm.
your feelings, and your beliefs.
Instead of a sensory deprivation tank, it's a sensory, it's a sensible deprivation tank, right?
No, that's a good one. I love that. And you know what? It's dangerous.
Yeah.
Because you start developing this visceral feeling that you're right, because you have these voices validating you over and over and over. It's dangerous.
But this is political branding. This is political brand building and brand development that is creating problems for our country, isn't it? I mean, it's and we're bringing the young people up in this environment to where they think this is natural.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. This is the scary part of this. This isn't just political. This is spreading all over the place. The other day, I'm seeing this on the news. Like this is quote unquote news. I'm watching, and they had this piece on Kerry Washington, the actress that's on that show Scandal.
Right.
And she posted on her Instagram to 2.5 million Instagram followers. That's a pretty big number. She posts that, oh, I did this Ad Age photo shoot, and the cover doesn't really look how I look to myself, and that, something's wrong with this photoshopping. And then later on in her post, she says, but the interview is great. Go to Ad Age, read the interview. And I'm thinking to myself, this is a big scam.
Mm-hmm.
This is like Ad Age saying, hey, look, this is what we'll do. And then you post it out to 2.5 million people.
Right.
We'll get them all worked up. Then it'll get on television.
That's
and it'll spread around.
It makes
you see what's good.
But it makes you wonder if there aren't a lot of, isn't a lot of that going on out there? Yeah.
It's everywhere. You got it. If we don't wake up and become really conscious.
I don't know how to fight. How do we fight it? Because some of this stuff is an itch that we just love to scratch.
Yeah, this is going to be the challenge. This is going to be the challenge of our time, our children's time.
I agree with you. And at some point in time, the stupid stuff is surely it's going to get critical mass, and cooler heads, more reasonable heads will prevail. I hope I live to see that. Tom A. Secker, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I can't
imagine any. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.